Yeah, go.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go. You've been on for 10 seconds.
All right. Okay, great. Welcome to RealLibertyMedia.com for WorldTruth.org. This is No Time for Rational Thinking special report. This is the Oregon Live update. I'm going to catch you up. We did some broadcasts last night for a couple 2.5 hours. Daniel Lewis Crumpton, Chuck O'Chelly, Thomas Lockavar, Thomas Robert Lockavar Stewart joined the call, as did our own Meister Brow. There's Flash and chat. Welcome everybody listening in the chat. Those downstream, I welcome you to come back. Join the chat at RealLibertyMedia.com. Join WorldTruth.org, the alternative for the algorithms against us in Facebook. So, there's quite a bit to catch up on. Let's just back up. Let me see if I can outline from memory the events that occurred last night. A group of the occupiers at the Wildlife Refuge was headed to a community meeting in Oregon where they were intercepted, stopped, roadblocked, whatever the narrative may be, on the road about 20 miles from the refuge. Shots were fired. Lavoy Finkin was killed. Ryan Bundy was wounded. Several other members were taken into custody. I say members, it's not a good idea. Members of the party in transit were taken into custody. Some were released. There's conflicting accounts of what has occurred there. I know one thing that would clear it all would be releasing the video from the law enforcement agencies that were in on this. Lavoy was said to have been shot with his hands in the air. There's a report from a gal, about a 15-minute video on YouTube. She described a hail of bullets being fired at them. So if that's true, then there ought to be plenty of pictures of bullet-ridden truck or transport that they were in. Another one that just came through from Grimner at here at Real Liberty Media from, wait a minute, that's the wrong one, that's Intel Hub. From here it is, tweeted by Real Liberty Media, that's at barman underscore RLM on Twitter. Showdown imminent, FBI sets up checkpoints around Oregon Refuge. I have live stream running from David Fry. Let's see, I guess it's not live anymore, is it? Okay, so they were running a backhoe there. I don't know what they were digging. I'm gonna refresh them. Oh, it's stopping. Right, I'm going to refresh them. So at that point, Pete Santilli later was arrested, I guess, in town. They're said to be being charged with interfering with the performance of federal employees or something to that effect. All right, they are back live streaming. No, that isn't live stream. That's replaying a 39 video. Let me kill you there, buddy. Yeah, so live video, defend your base on YouTube. There are several other live feeds that I've been keeping up with. I'd like to say how much I'm disappointed by all the comments I see in these live feeds on YouTube. Most people, sick people, just waiting to see the bloodshed. Yeah, go ahead and pop your popcorn now. So there's still several members out there. I saw it from Jason Patrick. He did an interview this or was showing earlier this morning on Bamboozer. Some media out there. This guy David Fry said the big communication broadcasting truck, whatever network it was, has left. So I wonder what action is going to be taken. Whether they're going to wait them out. But these guys. Are armed, I guess. Listening to Vinnie Eastwood last night with Chuck O'Chelly and Daniel Lewis Crumpton, they proceeded, they were kind enough to come over and join the broadcasters last night on Real Liberty Media with me. They started out, I'm going to say this, I made comment in the O'Chelly Effect Facebook page that I thought they started out with a little non Trivium thinking there in their presentation, asking questions and giving answers. But after about 15 minutes, see what they did, they started with the how. They did do a good job to come on a little bit later and explain the who, what, when, and where, and the why. So kudos to you guys, Vinny Eastwood, Chuckle Chelly, Daniel Lucid, Crufton, Tom Lugabar, Stewart, also joined that broadcast. It is breaking news. FBI shoots and kills Oregon protester from Vinny Eastwood channel on YouTube. That originates Radio American Freedom Radio. That's right. Now, there's been a lot of question as to did this really any of this really make any sense? Why they decided to take a stand here at this refuge and to occupy it? Well, first of all, it was a long ways out of the way, so they went out of their way to make sure that they were not causing any concern for public safety. That's my opinion. It's been suggested that that perhaps there were triggers that it's kind of like the mob, you know, with the pitchforks, let's burn them down, right? So there is some discussion that the decision to occupy the refuge there was not a good decision. There's been a lot of good points. There's always a better way, as Hal Anthony says, behind the witch head. Excuse me one sec. Thank you. But where we do see, and as I explained last night, the reason is that now my cousin called me and wanted to know all the hows. And for me, and the method that I've been learning for myself and my thinking over these past few years, and it may not be completely foreign to people, but it's really not. The trivium and putting the grammar and the logic and the rhetoric in the right place. So when I'm asked a question of how, I have a hard time saying how without actually backing up and giving whys, and before that adding the grammar, the who, what, when, and where, and it's very important. So if we start at the end and work backwards, I mean, I guess we can do that, but and I believe that's how the mind of most people works and by design. That's social engineering and propaganda that's been set as narrative for us all. But anyways, why were they there? Well, if you back it all the way up and take a look at what it is against us and how it is used against us and for what purpose, why, and how. So who, what, when, and where, why, and how, okay? So, let me just back up. 1913, Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is private. It's a conglomerate bank-owned. They are a private corporation that print money. Well, they exchange, that is, with the government. They exchange these Federal Reserve notes, which are private, and a note is a debt. There is no reserve. They exchange them for T-bills with interest. Then the Treasury prints these bills. Basically worthless paper, you know. I mean the intricacy in which they go about producing these bills to counter any kind of counterfeiting is just, you know, their protection of their interest there. So anyways, so the money's printed, loaned to the government, and you pay income tax to support the interest rate there. So don't think your W-2s are going to pay any operation of government. It's paid into the to those at the top of the Ponzi scheme of the Federal Reserve. Now, as debt, more and more debt is incurred, there need to be more and more collateral secured for the debt. That has come in the form of resources of the land, of the soil, being minerals and water rights and so forth. So in order to gain more and more of these for securities, agencies of the of by and for the federal government have instituted policies to remove productive use and occupation of the soil. In doing so, they are able to show that those that previously held the rights are not proving them up, so their rights, the granted rights, titles, and so forth, are then secured by these agencies of the federal, of by and for the federal government, such as the BLM, the Wildlife Service, and the Forest Service, and so forth. And then put up a security. So, flashy quit, better come back. Hey, Rome's, everybody in chat listening right now, reallibertymedia.com, forworldtruth.org. So anyways, these, there's been some 50,000 water rights stolen from individuals in the state of Nevada alone, not counting the rest of the West. So then they've got the right, the government, or those agencies have then come in and take over these resources. Don't think for a minute any of the policies set forth are for the benefit of wildlife or for the land or for the public. It is part of the oligarchy of the corporatocracy that we are all being occupied by. The Lieber Code at the time that Lincoln instigated that, it shows that we are under occupation by foreign forces, and there's a lot of discussion as to maritime law, natural law, and so forth. Al Anthony, I think, is doing a fantastic job presenting how to address and redress these grievances and taking the battle back against these agencies and more particularly the individuals that are standing in the seats of decision of these agencies, judges and prosecutors and other so-called federal employees. I think it's very important that we all try for ourselves to sort through this, but I think it's a sad day when people are executed, their trial is carried out on the spot. We're not far from things like Sanders Spinner. We're not far from Nazi Germany in that. Let's see, Corey Gunnell's, one of my great go-tos, posting in the Bundy Ranch protest, 4/12/14. This morning's Harney County press conference moved to 11 a.m., so that'll be about 45 minutes from now, per Facebook, per FBI, HTTPS, okay, all that, Twitter, FBI Portland status. I'm going to open that. Let's see what they have to say there. And it just does that right there. So we're going to open that. FlashAlert.net, ID, FBI, Oregon. And let's see, updated new time, 11 a.m. press conference advisory, Mulder, a National Wildlife Refuge situation. All enforcement partners involved in this will hold a press conference at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 27th. Media may start setting up at 9:30. Location, Harney County Chamber of Commerce on Broadway in Burns, Oregon. Expected participants are the FBI Special Agent in Charge, Greg Bretzing, United States Attorney's Office, U.S. Attorney Bill Williams, and Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward. Establishment of checkpoints. Update on Mulder National Wildlife Refuge situation. The FBI and Oregon State Police have initiated a containment of the wildlife refuge in order to better assure that the safety of community members and law enforcement. Certainly no no concern about the lies within. The decision was made out of an abundance of caution. We ask you to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity. If you see something, say something. By God.
No.
Mark up. The containment procedure involves a series of checkpoints established along the key routes into and out of the wildlife refuge. Attempts to travel into the refuge. There will be, I gotta go back here to Tom in just a minute. There will be, what is this? Signage? There will be signage? I don't know. I don't know that word. It's ahead of each checkpoint. So that's, I guess, some type of military term. S-I-G-N-A-G-E. Signage. Will be stopped, identified, and asked to leave. Non-compliant people will be subject to arrest. Papers, please. Leaving the refuge. Anyone coming out of the refuge will have his or her identification confirmed and any associated vehicle searched. The only people allowed to pass into the checkpoints will be Harney County ranchers who own property in those specific areas. They will be required to show their papers, please. Additional arrests made in Arizona. And that was a joint statement by the FBI and OSP. Phoenix Division made a possible cause arrest of John Eric Ritzmeyer, age 32, on a federal charge related to the armed occupation in Harney County. He turned himself into the Peoria, Arizona Police Department. The arrest was without incident. Ritzheimer, faces one federal felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from discharging their official duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats in violation of Title 18, United States Code Section 372. The FBI made the arrest in conjunction with a series of other arrests made by FBI and Oregon State Police in Harney County, Oregon, earlier this evening. That was last night. Yesterday, the following individuals also faced the same charge: Ryan Bundy, Brian Cavalier, Sean Cox, Ryan Whalen, Joseph Donald O'Shaughnessy, Pete Santilli. Since we continue to work with the Harney County Sheriff's Department, or Dave Ward, his deputy, the United States Attorney Office, to address any further outstanding issues. As the investigation is ongoing, we cannot come up further at this time. All defendants are presumed innocent until killed or otherwise convicted. Let me go back over here. I want to see what Tom's had to say. In Oregon Alert, chat we've got one over here. Thomas is coming up live. There's another person hooker. I wonder why I get all these requests on Skype. It's not like I watch porn. Yes, you have my prayers, Mary. Okay, where are you at, Tom? Okay. Mary says, listen to the video of the lady that was in the car. Yeah, that was the one I was talking about earlier. Gun them down, hands up. Then, let's see. This is from Intel Hub. It says, live until battery's dead. Watch militia David Fry and brothers holding Oregon refugees. He vows to fight to death if attacked. Here is, Thomas said that the and I didn't find it. They said that they're claiming that Thomas armed this guy, David Fry. There's a video that goes along with it that comes from the live feed that he's been running since last night, or yesterday anyways. So the last updated at 9:24 a.m., all media outlets have left under instruction of the FBI in preparation for an all-out battle. Shots fired at drone in the air, eyes in the sky, 9:01 a.m., 8:55, one militia member The one who called his mom now called for all military and all patriots to come get some and fight for your country. The man said if law enforcement tried to stop you from coming, kill them. Older Navy SEALs are expected to parachute in and aid the paratrooper against the violent FBI seize. Boy, where does this come from? They're 30 minutes out. The shit's about to get real, and the mainstream is in full media blackout. And I believe one media, one militia member is on the phone with his mom and vows to die a free man. I was born for this, he said. We have God on our side, he told his mom. Boy, that always scares me. We're willing to lay down our lives. I want you to know your son is a good boy. I want you to know that. But I got to go, Mom, the man said before hanging up the phone. Update 810. There are some mad dog MFers I know that are coming to get some. One militia member was overheard saying to the female, suggesting the FBI may be walking into a trap. They're not going to walk into a trap. Tell you that. We'll possibly be flanked later in the day. Yeah, I don't see that happen. Militia member Blaine Cooper is presumably in charge of militia operations at the refuge, 7:33 a.m., 7:22. Female, let me go back and look at this. I got a minute. Lady's testimony. Okay, yeah, that's going to come into that chat. That's on YouTube. There it is, breaking news. I'll open that real quick. This is from IMA reporter, IMMA reporter, YouTube channel. Was Lavoy Finicum shot with hands in the air? Eyewitness audio testimony here. The breaking firsthand eyewitness audio testimony of one person's perspective on what happened to Lavoy Finnegan on January 26, 2016. The witness you're going to hear was in the car with Lavoy, Ryan Payne, Ryan Bundy, and Shauna Cox. Shauna Cox is one of those that were detained. The federal agents fired the first and only shots, according to this testimony. The witness stated that Finnegan had his hands in the air when he was shot. There was not everybody in that, vehicles traveling for that community meeting, not everybody was detained, it seems. Let me go back over and continue from this timeline event from Intel Hub. 7:22 a.m., female militia member gives last wishes testimony to cameraman in full anticipation of being killed by authority. The woman also wished her two dogs be cared for in the event of her death. The woman is wielding an AK-47 U.S. variant with a 30-round clip. 3:56 a.m., so we're going backwards at. Seems to be the way of things. FBI is moving in from both sides. A woman's voice could be heard on the live stream saying, "Ruby Ridge, here we go. Thanks for staying, guys. Don't let us die in vain." Intel, this is a civil war now. You know this, right? We're making history right here. One militia member could be heard saying on the live stream ranting about how Lavoy Finnegan was murdered by the FBI Tuesday in cold blood. Early Wednesday morning, militia member activist David Fry set the stream up and is scheduled to continue streaming as long as his batteries last. He has vowed to fight to the death if attacked by authorities who currently have the refuge surrounded. Fry said born children were evacuated from the compound. However, a pregnant woman and an embedded member of the militia, possibly a woman, remains. Fry does have a Fry does have a handgun in his possession given to him by, and this is slander, I think, or libel, that is. Fry does not have a handgun position. Does have one given to him by Tom Lacovara, RTR Media, and brandished it for the camera. Fry also is presumably well armed. Thomas has denied this allegation 100%. Media trucks stand between the FBI and agents, but I guess they've left around the. And that was sunrise occurred at 7:18 a.m. Court note. Peter Santilli is being held at the Multnomah County Jail and has no charges at this time, despite FBI reports. He was originally brought in by U.S. Marshals, according to the jail's database, which later updated to Portland FBI. So I figure he was up in their face there, and that's probably why, that's been my guess the whole time, why he was arrested. And I'm probably not going to be proven wrong on that. Well, hello in UCY. I'm just going to say I'm live. And those of you who know me know where I'm at. RealLibertyMedia.com. Somebody, you say something. Flash.
What?
Oh, never mind. Okay. Well, let me see here. That's what I'm going to do. Well, the interest in this is really just falling off. I was talking to Thomas in the chat, their group chat a little earlier, and I figure it's all going to be for naught. It'll all be forgotten, and people will be back to the Jersey Cardassians or whatever else it is, which is a shame. A lost opportunity to expose the corruption that is against us. Let's see here. This is from Zero Hedge. Showdown imminent. FBI sets up checkpoints around Oregon Refuge. I posted that over on my timeline on Facebook. Thank you, Karen A. DeMayo. You shared that link, and Caitlin Thompson as well. Okay, and you have checked the eyewitness statement captured on video? Yes, I have. I hope it's fed blood that flows. Ooh. Kill every last corrupt killer pig, boy. Well, certainly if that's done by, tribunal, right? Don Bartle shares a lot. Silence is consent. Stand up, America. Lysander Spooner and two others like that said, what is this? They don't have time to look right now. Bundy arrested. Oregon militia spokesman killed in confrontation, reportedly shot while holding his hands in the air. FreeKentucky.com. Thank you. Let me see here for a minute. Free Kentucky, you came from. Did I get that in chatter? No, I got that from worldtruth.org. And I'm sorry, I forgot who that was that shared that, but that is a good site. Let me just go ahead and grab that real quick. And I'll drop it off at reallibertymedia.com in the chat box there. That's a good site. It's got some lots of good links there, some videos. Head it back to Real Liberty Media. Hello, Juana. Hello, Gary. Grammy. Gary, Juana, Gary. I bet you Grimm's in there somewhere too. Cowboy Tech. Asmo, Barman, Best Z, Cowboy Tech, Grimner, Keith, Rome's, Free and Slave, Grammy, Don, Java, Juana. All Ask, Chalcedon, Flash Somebody, Gary Hill, Ivy Don, Jesse Other, Meister, Oslo, Vince, too, that's me, and also Vince, that's WTRLM, Vince, UCY. Do you see why? I do. I think I do. Okay. Hey, Gary. From Rome's website traffic is his reward for being an informant. I assume that's about Santilli. You ever see a mouse get in a pissing contest with an elephant? Yeah, huh, Grammy? Volkswagen has joined. Welcome very much. I'm glad you're here. Sure, Volkswagen. I suppose it has been forgotten that Santilli was docked by Occupy Corporatism and on as being an FBI informant. Yeah, that's Suzanne Fozel, Vinnie Eastwood. There's been a great amount of folks. that have been talking against him by those that he's apparently screwed around. That's about the size of it, indeed, Gary. The pun. That is pretty good. About the size of it. Going back to the mouse and the elephant, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. If I tell you a mouse can pull a house, you can hook them up. That's for sure. The mouse knows to use a strategy that works. He does. And I'm clipping and paraphrasing there. So, as I still that quote to the paraphrase plagiarist. Indeed. All right. Looks like we've got messages here on Skype. Look, Felicia, you've got nice boobies, but no, dear, no hookers on Skype. Thank you. Walk. Goodbye. And Mice Canwar, there's Grimner. I knew he was here. Mighty Mouse. All right, let me just go through and start closing, maybe closing out some tabs. Wait a minute, let me roll down here. Oregon Alert. A reminder, let me grab the link here. Tom's coming up live here in about 29 minutes. Where it is, there it is. That is that Resurrected Republic. Actually, I better do another search because it's RTR Truth. Let me find that. RTR Truth Media, I believe, is where he's set up for, especially for. Yeah. Oops, wrong one. That's the YouTube. I have to click back.
We are having technical difficulties.
There it is. Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Wait a minute, that's still not the one I'm looking for. RTR Truth Media, where are you at, Tom? There it is. Blogspot. I'm going to grab that link for you guys. But there's going to be a flare in here. Perhaps not. There should be. Yeah, well, I'll go get let me go take this to chat. This is coming up here in less than a half an hour. I'll be interested in listening to Tom today. There's Tom's Blogspot. And let's see here. Let me go back. And I'll go ahead and go to RTR Truth Media. That's on YouTube. Resurrect the Republic. Here. Dirty Uncle Sam. Is it the same one? Tom is out there. He's got, he is well covering the fight against oppression. Listen live Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can call in to listen or contribute. 1-800-313-9443. ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Taking that to RealLibertyMedia.com. Don't forget to check out WorldTruth.org. Alternative Facebook for the algorithms and all that good fun stuff. Okay, got up to the roaring mouse. Here's a Lavoie Finkin wrote a book, Only by Blood and Suffering, Regaining Lost Freedom, a novel. So you might do a search and find that. Here's the here's this video of that girl, and here's my caption, my copy and paste, paraphrase, plagiarism. Let's see if this will copy intact to transfer. So let me try. No, it looks like not. I'll have to go gather that link a little better here. Click on it and then bring it to. Let's just listen to this. Let me plug in these speakers. Let's listen to this. Let me get some volume. Alright, hold on.
He's like, you're all of those fights, like, over top of the skin. He's like, you're going to put a bullet through my hand right now. Like, you're going to put a bullet through my body, slash the sheriff.
Can you hear that all right, Flash?
I can, yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Chatters, Real Liberty Media, is that coming through okay?
Yeah.
Their gun.
no one pulled their gun out, no one touched the guy. We had to, I told a couple other guys just made them fall, but no one touched them. They had, in fact, they had their hands out the window to show us they were not firing, they were like nothing.
Okay, so when
we showed no aggression at all.
When Ryan Bundy was shot, both his hands were out the window and his head was out the window?
You know, at the time, he was on the floor of the car. That was when they were shooting at our vehicle. We couldn't get out of the car or we would have been dead.
Right, okay. And so how many police vehicles how many vehicles would you say were involved in this encounter? FBI vehicles, et cetera?
You know, I didn't count. I was really shaken up when they got out. We all noted that there were, like, a ton of vehicles. Maybe 40 altogether.
Okay.
There was tons. There were people from the trees. They could sit in an ambush. It was a set up ambush or something, because there was, like, people in the trees, FBI snipers and people in the trees. Because we saw them, they're all pointing there. Like, I had, like, 20 ways or something when I was getting out of the car.
Okay, so Lloyd got out of the driver's seat and he
crashed into the building and he immediately got out of the car. He had his hands in the air, like, so just shoot me then, because he didn't want to go down. He didn't want it. But he did not. He just kind of had his hands in the air. He's like, "Are you just gonna shoot me?" And then they just shot him.
And how many shots would you say that were fired when they shot him the first time?
The first time that he was shot?
When they shot him, did you hear multiple rounds?
Yes, I did. There was, he got hit by several people. Like, it was like simultaneous, and we were like, I just couldn't believe it. It shocked us, because he had his hands in the air. We couldn't believe that they were actually going to shoot him. And we were like, what? Is he dead? Is he dead? And then I was like, because we knew that he had gotten shot, we couldn't hear, and I was like, kind of, but then he had two guys come out and help, but I just thought about them. And he started firing at the car. So they pulled again. And then they would call the show. And, it was just scary.
About how long would you stay fired at the car before they finally stopped?
Somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes.
Victoria, we're going to be praying for you, okay? And you know, I have this recorded because I fear for your life. I feel like if you were one of the few people, you're not under arrest, but you were a witness, a direct eyewitness to what happened. So I wanted to get this down. And I wanted to document this as well as I could. Who was driving? So LaVoy was driving the car, and Ryan was in the front seat.
No, Ryan was in the front seat, but during the incident, he got out when they first stopped us. He stopped in the middle of the road and told them, "We're going to talk to the sheriff." He said, and then when they fired the first shot, he was actually at that point. Ryan didn't have both his hands out the window and his head. Then they shot at him.
That was the first shot.
That was the first shot.
Okay, so.
And that's when they knew that that's how we knew that they were at business, that they were serious. And then I'm talking to someone in Michigan that is with us. I started recording this just in case I am. So that was the first shot, and then he ended up getting out of the car because they stopped shooting. He got out of the car, then after he started driving again, the shot. That's when they started shooting at us again. So, but we had lasers on the whole time. Right.
Okay, so Ryan got out of the car. Did he ever get in the car before he took off?
No, he was arrested, or he was taken into custody at least. I don't know if he was arrested, because all of us were taken into custody. He was with us. Like, we all got transported together, and then they separated all of us.
And that's Ryan Payne you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, and where was Ryan Bundy?
He was in the back seat of the car beside me. I had fallen asleep on him right when we got pulled pulled over. I was asleep, and then I woke up when the whole thing started going down.
So you were
sitting to the left of me.
Okay, so you were in the middle?
Yes.
And then the other lady?
On my right.
Who was?
Shauna Cox.
Shauna Cox on your right, Ryan Bundy on your left. And yes. You were headed to go see the sheriff?
We were going to this meeting that we had that was going on, so all of us just were resting, and the sheriff was going to be there, and a bunch of ranchers. We were just going to kind of talk, maybe each emergency station, and we were going to sing. And so that was all. And then we were ambushed. I mean, it was known that we were going to go, so they probably destroyed issues that area, maybe because it was really wooded and everything, and we didn't have any phone service. So.
Okay. All right, well, listen, I'm going to be up. If you want to call me at any time during this, okay? Because I can't do much. I can pray for you guys, but I can also try to document as best as possible to make sure that the story is not, because right now the media is reporting that 3 shots were fired. No, they're not going to release that because they don't want okay. Well, I'm just telling you. So, now let me ask you this. Do you want this story to get out?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I'm gonna stop the recording and I'm gonna see how well it's turning out and be able to determine if I can hear you clearly and determine. You know, and I mean, I am willing to try to get this out there to any media outlet that I possibly can. Independent media, but to know, you know. So, is your family back at the refuge?
You're not calling me.
All right.
Hello. Oh,
bye-bye.
Call me
back.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got to reconnect myself over here. Captain Quirk. As I'm trying to do all this stuff. Okay, I've got it set next for Resurrect the Pump. Got a truck.
I need to be the one to bring the band.
That's me. Let me go stop.
I've been managing low voice when it comes to YouTube.
That was definitely reconnected. I've seen part of this video. So a lot of people, of course, download, paraphrasing, they're plagiarizing, which to me is not so bad after all. What we have information to relay, to share, to take a look at it together and try to make sense of what's going on. Okay, so here I'm being distracted. I've got the Fletcher Set Republican Broadcasting Network for Tom, and so we got about 10 or 12 more minutes here. Where am I going? Over there. Yeah. Back to Roller Bean Media. Okay, so yeah, it is next up. Starman.
You can always call Spock to the bridge.
Colin, Captain America. You're out of the way. Okay, I moved you. Waiting for next so I can talk to that. There it is. Oops, not that much. Talk about it. So, I'm kind of rolling in post-production here right now. Yes, more minutes, but a few more things here that to accomplish yet before the end of the hour. Come on. All right, there you go. Stop. Oh, and you're so quaint, Bar Man. If you guys see me, I look like a monkey.
Your feet, stop. Your feedback is back, too.
Oh, yeah, because I've not my microphone. I'm going to quit trying to do that for a minute. I guess I need to unplug that. I'm over here trying to do things and not done things in order. And that's the problem. If things are not done in order, you're not seeing the outcome, right? Your production.
Hello. Can you hear me now? It's only good.
Yeah, you sound like you're making cereal. Now you're done.
Oh.
Yes.
Cereal. Cereal was good. Okay. I'm going to copy it from here. I've got you, Barman. Barman's awesome. Come check out Barman over at RealLibertyMedia.com. See what you find at worldtruth.org. Warts. No, we'll not find warts. We find mercenaries. Photos need to go viral for enslaved acts. All resistance is met with force. About to sum them up. Yeah. Lies. All lies? You lie. LFL in America. Want a taco? How about a sandwich? Ham sandwiches. You will consume the meat provided for you.
Yeah, but we'll never tell you where it came from.
Well, you don't, may not want to know where it came from. All right. No, for real.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to wait for that bubble to pop up, because I like the way when it pops up the chat, the show... Now, damn, welcome to Real Liberty Media. So, this is Real Liberty Media Radio. This has been the Oregon Live Update. This has been a special edition from Flash over in Denver, and me over here in Hills, Arkansas. No, this is no time for rational thinking. Never is, it seems. Or... always is. I don't know. What do you think? Grimner, they will indict you if you are... That's right, huh? Yeah, who is that federal prosecutor said he can indict a ham sandwich. That's not justice. That's just us, the good old boys. The good old boy club, right? Want to ham it up, baby?
No. No.
Frogs have worked. No. Romney's over there. You see why? I bet you right now. You see why? TV. Thanks, Jules. Do lots of great broadcasting over there. An incredible lineup. You see why? TV. I suggest you go check them out. Rums. I just started to use the mindset that everyone is an agent. Yes. Provocateur. No. We are all spies. I was called a spy. Yeah, one time. Yeah, I'd heard a little something through the grapevine out here, and I'm not gonna say who from, because he slipped up. But I like to use these little things, these little tools that for understanding. I'm gonna lean back in the chair and talk for a minute. So. There is, in examining things, there's, what method you might use. Depends on what it is you're examining. If you're examining a person, you can tell a lot by speech, their inflection, just by listening, not even without looking. But when you have the advantage of being able to look at them, there is just little quirks, little tales that cannot be hit except by the very... very best, and even then they give them so sweat. These psychopaths and sociopaths and the speech of decision and the so-called governance upon us, man, they're not even trying anymore, are they?
No.
Just out and out. Obvious fabrication and lies in your face. When was it you think that in Nazi Germany, when somebody was asked for papers to produce those papers that when did people start becoming okay with that? for jackbooted thugs kicking in your door. When is that going to be okay here? Well, it's already happened. Is it okay? Or is it? Is it not? I understand we all don't have this perception of what it is that we try to talk about. I mean, so many others, there's many of me. I find that in my process of thinking, I like to come from a complete other perspective, as perhaps by another's perspective, and do as best I can in looking at it from that direction. So, therefore, from the far left to the far right, I find great value in all parts of it. And in all of that, left to right is a whole. And that whole, you can't see it without, if you stand at one point. You can't not get up, walk around, get up on top of the hill and look down. You don't have to run down the rabbit holes to know a rabbit's going to pop up another pole over there. Goes down one and comes up another, and it might not even be the same rabbit, but they look the same. So it's not important that so much as to be able to go down that rabbit hole. You don't have to go down the rabbit hole. All you got to do is step on a hill and watch what's going on. Use the trivium. Don't start with how. How is this happening? And you can't even ask, start with why. You can back yourself up. That's okay. That's how some people do it, and that's okay. But then when you start and you get to the back to the beginning, then go forward again and re-examine it. Take another look. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't step out away from your own dogma, your own ideology, your own ideas and notions, you can't help but be trapped in a paradigm not of your own, because you think it's so original for yourself. You think, oh, I got this figured out, but I guarantee you, and I'm certain that I probably fall in there somewhere as well. It's provided the dialect is provided for us, and it is very important to be able to question even the most absurd, to be able to talk about the most absurd in some points. There's bro. Okay, broadcast starting soon. Thank you, Thomas. I see you. 3 minutes. Look, I'm going to say c'est la vie for today. Bonjour. I speak French. You see that? Bonjour. Not really. I'm reading out here. Hi, Moose. Mass Brow. Well, hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks, Sir, for all your help over production in. Flash. Somebody. Somebody had to do it, and it had to be you. Thank you, baby.
Absolutely.
I don't know. So, this has been your idiot at the mic. I'm Vince. Thanks, you guys. Peace. Big love. Aroha nui.